in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Okay, item one, apologies. We have apologies from Director of Corporate Services, Josephine Kelly. Councillor Devlin.
Councillor Gilbreth.
Councillor Gilbreth. Any other apologies?
Yes, Chair, we've apologies from Councillors Clark, Kyle, Jackson, Bryce, Ruan, and Declan Murphy. So.
Okay, all apologies noted. On the chairperson's remarks.
Chair, sorry, yep. Una McGuinness, I don't know if she was.
Thanks, Councillor Finnegan. Una McGuinness. Okay, on the chairperson's remarks, obviously we're just out of the AGM and we had a lot of commentary and a lot of remarks in the AGM, so I'm going to set it aside until next month. But I do just want to set out a precedent at the start of the Council term. Chairperson remarks, anyone that wants an item raised through chairperson remarks, please come to me and I'll raise the item myself during chairperson remarks, making reference to the Councillor who has brought it to me. Not that I'll take the remarks as my own, but raised that the Councillor brought it to me, and it stops an open debate during chairperson remarks. If there's any debate to be had, it'll be on items that is in committee. One issue I do want to raise at chairperson remarks is most of us will be aware of the fundraising effort going on across South Armagh and right across the district and the island, the Care for Caelan Fund. And I would ask everybody to try and engage with the page, share the content, trying to get as many fundraisers as possible to raise much needed funds for Caelan Finnegan to get his treatment in Germany. So any way we can as public reps to push that out would be really appreciated by the family and the community of South Armagh. And I know Councillor Finnegan would echo those remarks as a fellow councillor from Cross Glen who knows Caelan very, very well. Okay, item two, declarations of interest. Any declarations of interest? None. Okay, item three, action sheet. Oh, sorry, Councillor Hannah.
Just trying to say there, I don't know if you'll allow me to do it, so you're not there. The Kilkeel hockey team there, so the men's hockey team won.
I won't allow you to do it. I won't. And I'm going to set a strict precedent at the start. If you come to me before the meeting...
But I couldn't come to you because I didn't know it was going to be you, you know.
You can... I think everybody on the dog knew in the last one. So I'll take it at the next meeting, Glyn. Sorry, I'm going to be quite strict on that. Yeah, any declarations of interest?
Yeah, Chair, can I just declare an interest on item AC043-2024 on the audit?
Yeah, noted. Item three is the action sheet arising from the Council meeting held on the 7th of May 2024. And we have the action sheet, pages 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. Can I get a proposal and seconder for the action sheet?
So proposed, Chair.
Proposed, Councillor Andrews. Seconder?
I'll second.
Councillor Lewis. Thank you very much. Any issues arising on the action sheet? Nope. Okay, moving on to item four, which is the minutes of the Council meeting held on the 7th of May, 2024. And we're going through page by page. Page one, page two, page three, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, and page 13. Can I get a proposal and seconder for accuracy? Yeah, thank you, and seconds. Councillor Brennan. Councillor McAvoy and Brennan. Okay, any issues arising? Nope. Moving swiftly on to item 5, which is the minutes of the Special Council meeting held on the 29th of April 2024. Again, for approval, we have page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and page 5 signature. Can I get a proposal and seconder for approval? Councillor Lewis proposing, Councillor Truesdale is in first for seconding. Okay. Any matters arising from that? Nope.
Yeah, just to maybe monitor Mr. Larrigan's advice that he would look at a boundary map. One of the points, see if it's possible to delegate your area list. Ask the issues and plan applications and information of councillor.
So you say that again, Councillor McAdair?
Is that the, I presume that's the right. Special Councillor
McAdair. Yeah, NI Water.
So that's at one of the bullet points, it was agreed that Mr. Larrigan had said he would look at a boundary map, see if it's possible to issue a delegated area list in relation to capacity issues for information for councillors in the area to understand around Uri where the issues were. So just that, we'd monitor that, that he actually does do that.
Okay. Can we follow up on that and make sure? I know through Democratic Services that NI Water had been back on a number of issues that we raised at that meeting through Sarah, but if we can follow up on that boundary map and then circulate it to all councillors. Yep. Thanks, Councillor McAteer. No other issues? Okay, moving on to the committee minutes for consideration and adoption. Item 6, minutes of the ERT committee held on the 13th of May 2024. And again, for bear with me, please. Page 4, accuracy, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5. Can I get a proposer and seconder for the minutes? Councillor Murphy, Councillor Selina Murphy, proposed, and a seconder. Councillor Fousey. Thank you. Any matters arising? Councillor Fousey.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to take the opportunity to highlight the 80th anniversary of D-Day, otherwise known as Operation Neptune. It was the largest seaborne invasion in military history and was a turning point in World War II in regaining our nation's freedom from the Nazis. Our district has strong connections to the historic events surrounding D-Day. This weekend marks 80 years since the American troops left their encampment in my own village of Crosscar to head to the beaches of Normandy. Chairman, as officers know, that our DUP team has been asking for sufficient arrangements to mark this anniversary, so if any final arrangements can be shared publicly this evening.
Okay.
Right. Yes, Chair. So there is activities happening in Uri Moore Museum where newspaper articles and social media posts are being actioned on the material in the museum collection relating to D-Day. And there's an exhibition mounting a temporary display of uniforms worn by local individuals involved. For example, Major Gerald Reside from Uri and James Flynn from Kilkeel. And the Education Outreach Officer is also organising a lecture. And there will be posts by our social media of activities, etc. Then that are happening.
Thanks, Chairman. Chairman, just on the D-Day issue, believe that there are either chairs or vice chairs going from other councils throughout the UK to the 80th anniversary in Normandy because it's the final official D-Day. Did we ever get any notification of anything like that?
Ask a question through Sarah. Was any notification on that to the council?
Not aware of any notification, Councillor Riley. We could certainly check, but not aware of it.
We can follow up on it, Councillor Riley. Good. Any other matters arising on ERT? Nope. Okay. Happy to move on to item 7, minutes of the SPNR committee held on the 16th of May 2024. And going through for accuracy, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. Page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, and page 11. Can I give a proposal? Councillor Mathers. Councillor McAvoy. Okay, any matters arising? Nope. Happy to move on to the next item, which is item 8, minutes of the AHC committee held on the 20th of May 2024. So, for accuracy again, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, and that's just the presentation, page 5. Can I get a proposal? Councillor Finn? Councillor Finnegan. Thank you. Any matters arising? Nope. Okay, moving on to item number 9, which is minutes of the F&E committee held on the 22nd of May 2024. And again, for approval of accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, and page 6. Yeah, thank you, Councillor Cairns. Yeah, thank you, Councillor Kate Murphy. Any matters arising?
No, Chair, I fully under propose. I propose the record, that's fine, and it's been seconded and proposed, etc.
Yeah, apologies, Councillor Andrews. I will keep an eye on the lights in front of me from now on. For taking proposals. Any matters arising? Nope. Okay, moving on to item 10, which is the minutes of the Audit Committee held on the 23rd of May 2024. And again, for approval, we've got pages 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10. Can I get a proposal and seconder for accuracy? Yep, Councillor Brennan. And Councillor O'Hare. Councillor McAteer
is on my screen.
Councillor Sharon. Gareth, put on your light.
Someone's trying to rename me now. I'm happy being C20, so sorry. Chair, at the meeting, I had asked about the enhanced payments for the flooding, and we did get an update from Jared at that time in relation to the monies from the department and that we had received the first lump sum. But it wasn't clear that if the council had received any further information of when the rest of the funds were going to be released as part of that scheme. And I think Jared was taking that away. I don't know if any of the officers here tonight have an answer. Or an update.
Okay, Councillor, or officer.
I'm happy to provide an update to members on the current position around the payments that have been received and the payments that we have processed through the enhanced scheme.
I suppose.
The relation to the additional money, we don't have clarity just yet as to how the remainder of that will be allocated, but we continue to work with DfE. But the priority at present is to allocate the enhanced payments to businesses. And we would just ask businesses and remind them to get the information and if they have any issues to contact. And we will give assistance to them if they're having any problems. We're very keen to get those paid out.
Okay.
Happy enough, Councillor Sharon. And once we have clarity on the next date, transfer funding, can we make sure that it's circulated to all councillors as soon as that comes available to the officers? No other questions on audit? Sorry, Councillor Reilly.
Thanks, Chairman. Congratulations on your appointment or your election to the chair. You weren't appointed, you were elected by your peers. Chairman, can I just say that I had asked Mr. Castles at one of our Sustainability Environmental Committee meetings about the stones going into the Analone River at the harbour.
Councillor Reilly, this is items on audit committee. This is items on audit committee.
Did I miss number 9?
Yes. Yeah, if you want to raise it with one of the directors after the meeting, absolutely. Otherwise, if you had to come in through the committee meetings at the start on some item, I could want to talk it, but not on the audit committee. No other issues for the audit committee? No, okay. Moving on to item 11. So, minutes of the special SPNR committee held on the 30th of May 2024. And for approval, I'm looking for proposal and second for page 1. Page 2, page 3. Councillor Lewis, Councillor McAteer. Councillor McAteer's in first on the light system. I will get used to the light system in front of me. It's like a traffic light flashing up in front of me. But Councillor McAteer has proposed and Councillor Lewis to say. Okay. Any matters arising from the minutes of the special SPNR committee? No. Happy enough to move on then to the conference and events, item 12 and 13, we have, and I'll take in questions on our comments on either of the conference or events, the SAM Association and the APSE NI Environment NI Annual General Meeting 2024. Councillor Lewis,
Chair, as where as the election has been called, we would propose setting one councillor this year, and then utilising that second spot in year M3.
Okay, can I get a second to put that proposal, Councillor Hannah? Is everybody content with the reduction of the number of councillors that's sent this year?
Yep, I'm happy enough. And then the person that doesn't go this year will go with the two next year.
Yep.
Make it up the
that three. Can be sorted out in the subsequent year. Right. Happy enough. Okay, that's agreed, Councillor Lewis. Any other questions around the conferences? Councillor Andrews, yep.
Thank you very much. As Chair of APSE Northern Ireland, I strongly encourage, now we have a conference, an AGM on Thursday at the Galgore Manor. I know it's a bit short notice, whatever, but it's a very good seminar, and it encourages many to go. It's free of charge. So if you just want to get in touch with APSE or whatever, we'll only be two guardrails. Click the link on the agenda item. So I'm beating the drum for APSE here, encouraging as many to come along to a very worthwhile workshop and event.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Marie?
Yeah, Chair, can I just ask, could any members attending the APSE conference notify Democratic Services, please, so that we have a record of that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I'm happy enough to confirm, but if we'll confirm with APSE, it'll be there as Chair of the Northern Ireland region. Thank you.
Thanks, Harry, and I think also just as the comment from the Chief Executive, if we can follow up also through Democratic Services and keep it right on procedure so that they're aware of who's attending the conference. No other questions or issues on the conferences and events? Moving on to item 14, which is our correspondence report. And we have a number of items of correspondence here. Seven items of correspondence. I'm going to take in the order you can end questions or comments on any item of correspondence. So I'll get a proposer and seconder at the end after I get the commentary and the questions. Councillor Henry.
I just want to pick up something on the report from the Home Office Chair. The letter indicates that the Home Office don't think that fishing in Northern Ireland is a seasonal activity. And I know that in meeting with the fishing industry's representatives in Ardglass there recently, they made a very convincing case that the mackerel fishery only happens for a couple of months a year and so on and so forth. I think we need to challenge that. We need to write back and point out that the fisheries in our area are seasonal. And the 32,000 per annum really is unrealistic. I think we need to challenge it. It's unreasonable to suggest that the fisheries that we have in our area last 12 months a year. They don't. But can those be challenged?
Okay. Proposing to write back. Can I get a second for that? Answer McAtee. Yeah, everybody content with that? Understand with the last correspondence that went to the Home Office, there was a similar response back, and it's right that we don't just accept the responses when they're insufficient, that we do write back. I know it's more work in Democratic Services, but we say at least that we don't agree with their interpretation of the seasonal workers' visa. So, is everyone content with that? Yeah. Marie?
Chair, just we received correspondence in relation to an apology thing just very, very recently from Minister Murphy in relation to the inclusion of Counties Armagh down in Ireland's Ancient East, just thanking us for the correspondence and inviting them to meet with the Council to discuss the inclusion, and just saying that he'd be delighted to attend subject to any urgent Northern Ireland Assembly business. They'd be called short notice, so we will work on that just so those members are aware that was received very late in the day just for tonight.
Okay. Good news all round there. Okay, everyone content? Any other questions on the correspondence? Any other items of correspondence? No? Happy enough? Okay, that can... can I get a proposal and seconder for all the items of correspondence? I'm going to take them all. Councillor Sharp and Councillor Devitt. Okay, thank you very much for your attendance and a swift meeting. Hopefully they all go to that throughout the rest of the year. Okay, thank you. Safe journey home.